to take us back to the presentation that I did earlier, actually, about the Together for Health Eye Care Delivery Plan. When we looked at that plan a couple of years ago, we decided there were so many priorities in it, we would sink them down. But when thinking, actually, what was the most important things to include, one of the 10 priorities was about developing an electronic patient record for eye care. Because we'd listened to our consultant body in the hospital saying, oh, we're drowning in paper, this doesn't really reflect modern-day practice, when actually images are the way that you have your eye assessment, and it's images that the medical colleagues, and now all other colleagues that provide eye care services, are either taking pictures or interpreting pictures to ensure that our patients get the best care for them. And particularly if you have eye disease that may deteriorate over time, it's really important that we take visual pictures that can get looked at to make sure that a good record can be kept, and that progression of disease, or hopefully the stopping of progression of disease, can be monitored by a picture. But also the importance of having good communication, as you just heard from Barbara, from the optometry practices in the community to the hospital and back out from the hospital to the community practices. We need to be digitised like the rest of really society. And eye care, and to some extent the NHS, was lagging behind in many of these elements. So we put eye care down, and having an electronic patient record and the importance of having a referral between the hospital and the community services, and also the ability to share care between those as one of our priorities. So we popped that one in. And the reason for this is that it enables eye care to be reviewed over time. Pathology can be tracked, it can be guided, but there's also an electronic record of the treatment that's taking place. And if we can link this with the referral from the high street optometry practices into the patient record, this means that we can have a record for a patient rather than different records in different places, and it can be shared safely and securely across the pathway. Also, those optometrists that are accredited as Eye Health Examination Wales optometrists can provide much more with the extra skills that we've learned that they have developed, and further skills that they can develop on the way. And this will give us some significant extra capacity into our eye care system, because as we've heard, there's a greater need with our growing population and our growing needs for more eye care services to make it more resilient going forward. So when we looked to see how we were doing, we thought, well, the National Eye Care Delivery Group, which I chair, was tasked with a subgroup that we had to look at developing what we call an outline business case. And these are really the first guesses at what it is that we need. So without the detail, but just a big overview of what we wanted to pull into this business case for ophthalmology. So we developed one business case which had two phases. And I say we, I was only a teeny bit of it. This is a team that's been doing it. And the person that's been influencing this most of all is Gareth Pulpin, who's sitting very quietly at the back. So Gareth is not normally as quiet as this. But Gareth is here observing today. And many of you in the room, I know, have worked with Gareth whilst we've been developing this business case. And Gareth is our expert on the technical side. I think we've given him the name of a technical architect. But Gareth knows the information technology side so much more than the rest of us. But actually, this needs to reflect the way that our clinical staff work and how we move forward with this. So we've got two elements within this. One was justifying the need to invest, and that's where we did have discussions with the Cabinet Secretary, and he did agree that we could move forward. And then we need to look at the electronic patient record, both in the referral, but also the actual tool where we capture the clinical information. To move this on as fast as we could, we decided that this programme will be hosted by Cardiff and Vale. I think that might be where I work, and might be where Gareth works too. But we're doing this on behalf of Wales, so it's only hosted by us, so we can keep a quick grip on it and move it forward as fast as we can. But working with the NHS Wales Informatics Service, guiding us on the national architecture. So we've come forward with a recommendation which says we've got an outline business case. It's identified that the combination of both the e-optometry referral part and the patient record, that these two together will enable us to get primary care services to provide the much needed capacity into our system. This will modernise our clinical practice, so our doctors who are frustrated by our system and you know, being so paper-based and not enabling them to use their skills in the way that they can. This will enable us to provide appropriate care closer to home where possible, but also the very specialist stuff that needs to be done in a hospital. This will be supported by an electronic patient record as well, but will enable us to use the prudent workforce model, looking at our orthoptists, our optometrists, our nurses, and our doctors to make sure that everybody is working together in a digitised way. So, the update progress, where are we? So, the outline business case was approved and a steering group was set up. Then we set up a procurement group, and this has got people from all health boards involved in this, managers, clinicians, and our colleagues from the optometrists, the orthoptists, and the nurses, a range of multidisciplinary staff in this. I somehow became the senior responsible officer, I think the person to point a finger at when it doesn't go right, but actually I'm also accountable for making sure that I deliver what is required, hence my needing to chat out to the minister and saying, I'm going to be wanting your money very soon, so just to make sure it's not on the front of his mind. But we've developed regional working with our health boards working together, South East, South West and the North. Our procurement is well underway and we have suppliers that have been shortlisted. And because we're in the middle of the procurement, there's some things I can say and there's some things I can't say. So I'm just giving you the brief over details here. But we're going to very soon move on to developing the full business case. And it'll be completed when we've identified our preferred supplier. And the date for that is soon. And the e-optometry will be the first bit that we plan to roll out. So our optometrists should be able to refer into hospital eye care services within this financial year. And this is going to be rolled out across Wales. So wherever you are, every health board is in this. So this is what we want to know. What does it mean for the optometrists?
Thank you very much and good afternoon. And I'm grateful for this opportunity to speak this afternoon to everybody. I thought it would be best to start off just to explain who is Optometry Wales, who are we? And Optometry Wales is the professional umbrella organisation for the primary care health profession within Wales. And we represent all the community optometrists, opticians and dispensing opticians across Wales. And the way that we do that is that we lobby for changes, we look to assist in finding optometric staff, we keep up to date with the latest developments, and also we act as a voice with politicians, health boards and the wider NHS in Wales. And within Wales there are over 700 optometrists with, and they practice within 450 practices. And Optometry Wales is particularly committed to eye care excellence in Wales. So what do we do? How do we do it? Optometrists manage the patients within the primary care setting, within the community, over a variety of different outlets. They provide, or we provide, general ophthalmic services, the GOS, the eye care, the Eye Health Examination Wales, the EHU, and also low vision services. We heard during the morning about optometric services which may start off in primary care and then move to secondary care. And equally, we've heard of the perhaps the tsunami coming from, we heard from our Swansea colleagues, and also therefore from equally from secondary care into primary care. And it also assists with the movements between the two. So how do we benefit from that? How do we do that? I think the great term that we used today was the term a game changer. And the future development in IT that I obviously want to talk about is the EPR, which is the electronic patient record. And what are the benefits? The benefits are immense. They are hugely significant to the profession. It means that there would be no paper or fax referrals from either primary to secondary care, or indeed the other way around. It allows us to work together to provide sort of shared care between both providers. It enables for patients, for the patient to know what is happening to them, and equally for the professional to be able to advise them. As a result of this, there is increased efficiency, and obviously the workflow, it is much more speedy. It also provides a remote professional oversight, and equally, when someone's providing a service, it gives equally an opportunity for audit. I think what's also important is the confidence for the patient, and again, because of the electronic patient record, is there was instant reassurance for the patient about their journey in eye care, because there'll be instantaneous access as to what's been happening and what's being provided, which obviously enhances communication between everybody that's involved. We heard the minister this morning explain about the expansion of shared care and obviously the reducing the delays. So by the electronic patient records certainly supports the Welsh Government agenda for moving work into primary care. Thank you very much. Thank you.
But don't rush to lunch yet and Gwyn, stay away because I haven't finished. But what else is happening? Just a few more slides, Gwyn. Lunch isn't until last. I'm using the 5 minutes of the video well. So, there's other things happening. So we've heard about artificial intelligence. This is using our digital machines to actually do some great stuff on some learning for us. And there's lots of lovely pictures on the screen here. Doesn't matter if you can't see them. What it shows is, though, that if the future is digital, there's so much more we can do with the digital record, not just to diagnose you, but to really look at your treatment. And there's opportunities for this technology to really move us forward, particularly in the fields of AMD, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy. And it's growing really quickly and really fast. Wales doesn't want to be behind the game, and actually the future is technology for eye care. And what I've been guided on, and it's become more and more apparent, we think of radiology as being the clinical service that just uses images. We've known that for years. Actually, in hospital services, the second service that uses the most images is eye care. So actually, you know, there's huge opportunities to use the images that we capture in a different way. And although there's great technological innovations, we need to take small steps. I think we've heard that we need to be able to walk before we can run, because having an electronic patient record will be great. Being able to refer between the optometry practices and the hospital and share care will be fantastic. But we've still got other stuff to do as we develop this technology. We do need to get the basics right. But it will enable us to understand how many patients we have in our system. Because surprisingly, many of you are on more than one pathway. So you might be one person, but actually there are a variety of pathways that might link around your particular clinical needs. So we need to know exactly how many patients we have. We need to understand what types of diagnosis we have, so that we can actually model our services and clinics to have the right staff with the right skills to treat you. Whereas at the moment, many of our services have this thing called a general eye clinic that can have a range of different pathologies in it, and we might not always have the right specialist to meet your needs on duty at that day. We need to identify particularly who needs rapid access, that is a danger of sight losing or sight diminishing services, from those that actually, if you've got a bit of a wait, doesn't matter quite so much. You're not going to be losing your sight if you're waiting a bit. We have some patients that are known as lost to follow-up, and that's because of the multiple pathways that we have. And we need to actually make sure that we know exactly how many patients are waiting for treatment so we can give them the treatment that they deserve in a timely basis. We want to get away from using a certificate of visual impairment as our measure of success. Surely we want to be monitoring the changes that people have in vision, not waiting till they are really sight impaired and count that as a success if it goes down. But we need all this information in real time when patients are being treated, not just a once a year audit or a twice a year audit. We need to be able to make changes rapidly when needed. And for the managers in the room, you'll be loving this. You'll be able to have data for business intelligence. This is going to replace some of the audits, but we're going to be able to capture information much more readily and make good use of all the data that comes into our information systems. We can detect problems in real time when they happen, not later. We can look at audits as they happen not a once a year bit. We can capture data on how many patients have infections, how many patients have got sight loss. To be honest, the list is fairly endless of what we can do with it. Our digital systems will enable us to capture data to give us real information to enable us to manage our services better. So, to finish off with, the future is digital for eye care, and we have plans.